your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Chicago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bank of the Bahamas, Burger King, Caribbean Gas, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Bronze Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, the Tourism Development Corporation, and Wendy's.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shababu Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. If you want to call us from the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Bahamas Power and Light represents right now for the government of the Bahamas and the people of the Bahamas a real nuisance. That's a polite way to put it. Don't get me wrong. Bahamas Power and Light provides electricity for lots and lots and lots of people, residences, businesses, etc. But the performance of Bahamas Power and Light looks nowhere close to what the government of the Bahamas promised, indicated was taking place and to come, insofar as in the words of Prime Minister Davis and his Minister of Energy, transformative energy reform taking place in the Bahamas. Outages after outages after outages, explained but not clear, unclear but not explained. In the heat of the summer months, when the Minister of Energy said, not anybody said for her, she said, we are ready for the summer. What did that mean? Because what we don't know is, we don't know if what is happening at Bahamas Power and Light is a demand issue. We don't know if it's a generation defect issue. We don't necessarily know whether it is a transmission and distribution issue. What we know is Bahamian residents are having to sit for hours and hours and hours in the heat during the day and during the night. Businesses are having to endure extensive use of generators if they have them, or extensive periods of inconveniences for themselves and their customers. And there does not now appear to be any end insight. Before, we were being told by the minister responsible for energy that this was a growing pain issue. Well, we're doing a lot of growing and we're having a lot of pain. And so it's terrible. Now, in Grand Bahama, where I reside, that was not happening. That was not what has been experienced in New Providence has not been experienced in Grand Bahama. However, at least two times, the power went off, but for short periods of time. And I said, wow, is this a portending of things to come? So you have the unreliability of power issue with BPL, which was supposed to be a thing of the past, given the transformative energy reform program the country was told about. And then people in New Providence, think about this for a moment now. This is a transformative energy reform program, a new BPL, and people in New Providence were having a difficult time getting their bills. Your bills now. Was there an action given for the bills? The delay in the bills? Was there actually one? So people were crying for their bills, anticipating, because remember now, these bills were supposed to be lower for you. You guys will recall on this very same show, I said, when the government of the Bahamas promised lower bills without promising to reduce the either base rate or the fuel surcharge rate, when they said that, I said, that is nonsense. I said that's nonsense because outside of the government of the Bahamas or BPL reducing the base rate or the fuel surcharge rate, your bill's value will depend upon your usage. Well, what did BPL just finish saying after people got their bills finally and complained about how high the bills were? Didn't BPL say, no, the rate changed? That's what they said. So they'd go lower. So if the promise was to lower the cost of electricity, that didn't happen because BPL said the rate didn't change. BPL said it's because the usage went up. And didn't I say on that same show, well, you expect even the usage to go up in the summer months because the summer months are coming and people are going to be hotter and they're going to want to use their electricity, their air conditions. And so said, so done. But this is the lesson. This is the only if you get it. Don't get it if you don't want to get it. Don't get the lesson. This is the lesson. Listen and understand what people are saying to you. Don't look for pretty words and fancy promises. Listen and understand what people are saying to you. You cannot promise me, Shivago, Sean, Lang, that my electricity bill will be lower unless, one, you reduce my rates, and two, you control my usage. Now, if you reduce my rate and my power bill goes up, I will tell you it's not your fault. I will tell you it's my fault because my usage went up. I can see that. That's on me. But you promising to lower my bill? And you don't control my uses and have done usage and have done nothing about the rate. No, you can't sell that line to me, man. Not to me. And that's why I don't get disappointed in these kinds of things. I don't, because I try to understand. My expectations are built up on understanding, not on political promises, not on people's telling me something and I believe them because I'm FNL, because I'm PLP. No, sorry, Bob. It's built on my understanding of a promise and your capacity to deliver it. If the government says to me, we are going to lower VAT next month, I understand that and I will accept that that is possible. I thought it was possible that the government tells me we are going to grow the economy by 6% next month. You couldn't get me to believe that to save my life nor yours. We have to understand. Okay, and I don't know how long we have to go through this cycle with our political leaders, how long we have to continue to just hear them say things and don't try to understand before we even embrace an expectation of it. I don't do that. I try to understand first. And it doesn't matter if you're cute when you say it. It doesn't matter if you're eloquent when you say it, if you make a promise that don't make no sense. And it doesn't matter how animated you are, if you make a promise and it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And it's the sense that matters more than your words. BPL has a problem. It's a problem. BPL is, we're told sometimes it's lightning, but you can't control lightning, but do you know that that's what happened? Right? All of these outages. On the other day, it was an irregular configuration of something. That was the explanation given by BPL. BPL has a problem. And we are not getting clear explanations for why the problem exists. And it is a mystery that the problems exist because the government entered into arrangements with Bahama Grid and Pike toward improving the T&D. I said to you folks before also on a show that T&D is only one element of the power situation in the country. I said generation, always understood to be a significant problem in the Bahamas, is another one, but I didn't hear anything about anything being done on the generation side, other than what was left when Donovan Boxey and those were there, some deal with them to do LNG and some. I do note that in 2021, that summer, I'll check it out and see how much power outages you allowed in that summer, before ministers got kicked out of office. Check and see. Try to remember. Wasn't this. Was not this. And the rate and cost of electricity was lower. Something is happening. And again, what happens? So let me tell you all what happens in our situations when it's negative in the Bahamas now. What we do is, so if the press raises the question, what is happening at BPL? The FNM, as opposition, raises the issue of what's happening at BPL. What happens is the response is never to answer the press or the people. It is always to answer the FNM and the opposition as to say it's a political issue. So you ignore the broad concerns of the population and just strike to the political point. The other day, I was listening to the House of Assembly, and I heard Minister JoBeth Colby say, she was taunting members opposite. That's what I recall. She was taunting them. She said, you know, they put all kinds of things on me, sent all kinds of things my way, and I still beat them by more than I beat them before. And I can do the same thing come 2031. If you ever wanted a summary of the mindset that prevails with politicians who win, you just had it just now. See, I told you before, elections have consequences. And when people win, you can't tell them people didn't endorse them and endorse what they're doing. And so they could carry on sometimes with arrogance, the way they wanted to carry on. And so when they don't answer you, as you ought to be answered from public servants, when they handle you in a way that you ought not to be handled by public servants, you have to look sometimes at the underlying philosophy that they have about what their victory means in the scheme of things. The victor goes to spoils. That's sometimes the philosophy that prevails in politics. Not everybody holds it, but enough people can hold it. And some significant people can hold it so that it bleeds through their conduct, behavior, and performance. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We got a lot more to talk about. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid
to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Southwest Plaza has so many stores. I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Progressive Jackpot is on fire at Everybody Wins Live. First, a player won over $20,000 in cash. Then, another player took home over $30,000 in cash. That's more than $50,000 in jackpot winnings already. Now, the jackpot has reset and is growing again. With a minimum $10 bet, you could be eligible for the next big win. Lottery, casino, and sportsbook. Only at Everybody Wins Live, where winnings live.
Mic drop.
At Star General, you can go gold. Our insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more? You can pay less. Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a life. Sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust that you are continuing to be well. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This Texas Liars, that's who they are, DPL. This Texas, yesterday my power was off from 10 a.m. until 1 a.m. today. Wow, that's a full day and plenty night. 15 hours. Liars, says this text. This Texas, I went back to look at the communications, Colby Davis said. The government had entered into an agreement with a subsidiary of Pike that would see Pike overseeing the T&D network. Shares were offered in that company with this narrative of Pike's expertise. At some point, Pike walked away. I recall in the early days asking why we are paying an investor $80 million for work. Were investors misled? And why are we still paying management fees with no power generation expertise? Well, I don't know about investors being misled, because, you know, whatever the investors did, they did with a prospectus that told them what was happening. Now, there are some mysteries around this Pike arrangement and what have you, and I can't clarify it for you, unfortunately. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, great show, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Right there, man. What's going on?
Right there, man. I just like to chime in on the topic for 1 second, right? If you may, right? I have a question for you. When last have BPL, also known before as BEC, run at full capacity at any time point in time in the last past, I'll say, 40 years?
Run at full capacity? What is that? What do you mean by that?
Okay, full capacity means that the current isn't keep on cutting off and on during the summer months of June, July, and August.
I'll say
for 35 years.
No. In the summer of 2021, there were no planned load shedding. There may have been outages due to other things, weather and the like, but there were no planned outages. So they were operating at that time, it seemed, with the capacity to deal with whatever their demand was.
Yeah, but Mr. Lang, let's be real with one another, right? That's probably one out of the summer in the last 25 years.
But you can't tell me to be real. You asked me last time. I gave you when was the last time. Now, if you want to say to me, for the vast majority of the period, me and you will be on the same page.
Last majority of times during the summertime, we always had this problem consistently. So that doesn't come to a surprise.
Yeah, definitely.
So why they invite the bullet, right, and scrap the whole thing and build a whole new power station one time? Because evidently, this one ain't working.
Yeah, but you see, what you have to bear in mind is we were told by the minister that they were ready. Now, we've had previous ministers who said that. I know Desmond Bannister said it, and actually he was more right than wrong when he was minister on that particular period in that year. But we were told that they were ready. So this isn't as if somebody was telling us we don't have the generating capacity. That's we were told differently. And now, according to somebody, we are being told that there was some 18% subpoena. 18%? This stack says the PR narrative this morning spoke about a surprise 18% in peak power usage over 2025. I asked myself, how dumb are these people, or how dumb do they think we are? Government has been crowing about a construction boom. If you have all this power generation expertise and everybody doing construction has to come through BEC, here's on earth, how on earth can they not know your peak usage will increase? I wish we had independent investigators at ERCA, because this stinks. First of all, you have tenants, right? The power company has customers, consumers. Summer ain't no mystery to nobody in the Bahamas. No one. Okay? Every single business in the Bahamas, well, not every single, most businesses in the Bahamas of any significance and consequence have a license with the government of the Bahamas and have to apply for power. Unless you're doing a temporary supply, you still have to apply for power. How do you not be able to calculate what the power demand is going to be? And how do you put your minister out there to make a statement that be ready if you could have an 18% surprise peak in your power? How do you do that? And the narrative is only a surprise peak. The narrative is lightning, the narrative is irregular configuration of something, all kinds of things. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. My power was off from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m., my Lord. The text says, the problem in this country is not BPL. It is the foolish people who keep on voting for these clowns. Nothing is going to change because they don't care. Do we have another call on the line?
Yeah, pleasure. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Hey, what's right here, man? What's going on?
You know, ever since Pike took a hike, we heard a spike. We didn't have these issues like this last year, you know.
You think Pike being gone was part of the problem?
Yes, man. Last year we didn't have these. Everything was smooth, and you know, we didn't have these this type of outages last year.
They say Pike didn't finish doing their job, though. They didn't. They said Pike finished doing their job. So Pike did what it had to do. So why would we now have an issue just because Pike is gone?
No, but Pike had a 25-year agreement with them, right? This agreement was supposed to have lasted for 25 years.
Why would they tell us? They tell us Pike had some work to do to refurbish and upgrade the T&D system, and they did that. And so when they left, you know, we got a celebration because we now have Bahamian managers in charge of the Bahama grid. Pike didn't do their job. The 25 years, I know that's something else.
But Mr. Lang, if this BGCSE company, if they are responsible for T&D, who is responsible for the generation side of it?
BPL. Our BPL is responsible for generation. Our BPL.
So
whether they do that through their own owned generators or they do that through rented generators from others, our BPL generates the power.
So if the power goes out, who's responsible for that?
It depends on what caused the power outage. If it's on the generation side, that would be BPL. If it's on the T&D side, BPL say that would be Bahama Grid.
So why, we haven't heard anything from Bahamas Grid.
Bahamas Grid?
Is BPL.
And Bahamas Grid?
Yeah. Has they ever issued a statement? If their responsibility is for the T&D side of it, and it was a problem.
Well, maybe because they're saying that the problem here on their side of it.
No, yeah, but, you know, if lightning hits a lamp pole or whatever the generator, is that's part of the distribution? That's not really not
no,
part of
no,
the
No, generators, the generation. No. Generators, generator. Distribution is poles and lines and stuff.
So that's all Bahamas Grid is responsible for, poles and lines?
Poles and lines. Whatever is necessary for the distribution of the power, whatever that is. Now, I'm not saying that's simple, but whatever that is, that's them. Generation of power is on BPL.
Yeah,
that's
but
what
if
you
I,
use generators
if am,
for.
If I am generating something and somebody else is distributing it, then, you know, if I am generating power and there's a problem with the distribution side of it, there has to be some kind of contractual agreement as to, you know, like
that ain't necessarily true because people manufacture stuff you buy in the food store all the time. The food store is the distributor, the manufacturer is someone else. Now, who has the consolidated headache? It's the government who owns the
boat. Yeah, but the distributor, when something happens, the people don't go to the manufacturer. They go to the distributor and say, listen here, buddy, I bought this from you, and you got to fix this.
Yes, okay? And then the distributor, then the manufacturer got to deal with it. But now, in this case, BPL has to say if it's a T&D issue, what's the issue? And if they tell them, then they tell you, the public, we have a problem on the T&D side and they are trying to fix it. But that's why I told you, they said when they had an irregular configuration on the T&D infrastructure. That's what they said.
So if it's on the T&D, then it should that SIM should have come from Bahamas Grid, not BPL.
Yeah, if they want to say it, man. If they don't want to say it, you blaming BPL, so BPL talking.
This thing mixed right up like Kong Salad, man. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Jesus must have got to come down and fix BPL. People, I mean, just need to blow BPL up and start all
over. No. Take care, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, we can take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after this break. We'll be right back. You listen.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do RF brokerage account? You can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, we're going.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses to grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. Money at work.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. This text says, two generators in the Bahamas Financial Center building Shirley Street blown. Banks sending folks home to work from home if they have electricity and can. Major BCM incident to be reporting, says that text. You know, I could only tell you all what I experienced. If you see this was happening under Hubert Aizanum's watch, all the BPL executives, all the Bahama Grid executives, the minister, responsible, and them would have been summoned to the prime minister's office, and he would have asked them, what the hell is going on? And when you start to give your opinion, he said, but I don't want your opinion. I want you to tell me the facts. What are the facts? And you could say, well, we have a technical. No. Make me understand that, because the Bahamian people got to understand it. And he was going to try to get that to the bottom of that and strip that down until he understood what was going on. And then he was going to ask them, now tell me what is required to fix it. What is required to fix it? The Bahamian people cannot suffer this way. I need to try to get to the bottom of it. And when you figure out what it requires to fix it, you try and get to it. That was what I grew up under as a political leader. He could not stomach to see the public of the Bahamas infuriated and frustrated. Even when he was doing the road project, he said before the road project even started, he told us, he said, that's going to be very, very frustrating to the Bahamian people. And people said, yeah. He said, no. I want you to understand. People are going to be very angry with you. This was before they hit a lick. You have a caller on the line? Go ahead, caller. Oh, I guess he, yeah. Okay. Oh boy. Producer, let's take a break and come right back, please. Let's take a break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Good. We all clear on now. Okay. This text says BC is off in Central Andres all day. Everywhere you have issue. Andres has an overload issue. What's going on in Andres? And then on top of all of this, you have a union president claiming to have been offered a bribe to, as he put it, to sell his members. I really even couldn't understand that whole thing. I couldn't understand, like, how a contractor approaching you to tell you you can be straight. Well, but he's a contractor. Like, why would he be approaching the union about something? The union president, to sell out who? If you already have the contract, or was this a contract in the making? I wasn't clear on it. Let me tell you something. They don't look good. It says, great show as usual. Trust me, Papa would have used some stronger language. Well, you know, I can't. He would have been strong. That's all I'm telling you. He would have been very forceful. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang, with the completion of Bahama, the Nassau Cruise Port, the Chinese Embassy, the U.S. Embassy, the increase in infrastructure and buildings being erected. Can we sustain the new hospital or any other huge building without a properly run BPL? Seems like more summers of load shedding or outages without real substantial change. In fact, first of all, unless people can tell me what exactly is the problem, I don't know how to evaluate what anything is in terms of the future. You have to know what is the problem, okay? And if you can't explain with clarity the problem, then that means you don't quite know the problem, right? So we have to know what the problem is. These outages are all over the place now. So these aren't just in New Providence. Now you hear the man saying, Andres, there's outages. So what is happening? Is this a problem common to all of these areas, or is it isolated? Is it different problems in different areas? unless you know what the problem is, you can't evaluate whether the hospital is going to be a problem or this can be the problem. We don't know. What we do know was the minister of the summer. We do know that the government says there's a transformative energy reform program going on that promises reliability, cost savings. We know that. And we know that none of those things are true today. And that there is immense challenge taking place right now with our system. We know that to be the case. And what we don't know is who is marshaling the personnel to determine what is happening and what needs to be done. See, at the end of the day, it's all about fixing the problem. Okay? And you could be FNM all you want, you could be COI all you want. We need and we want the government to fix this problem. We want the government to be able to brag and say, oh, you see how reliable our energy is now? Oh, you see how cost-effective our energy is now? Not to start up in the House of Assembly boasting about some outside the House of Assembly. We want to be in the House of Assembly boasting about something people outside the House of Assembly are bragging with them about. Yes, we want that. Don't tell me, no, the FNMs wouldn't want. No, any good, sound, patriotic Bahamian wants the Bahamas to move forward. We don't want false progress. We want real progress. And it doesn't matter if it happens under the PLP or the FNM or the COI. We want real progress. Because real progress is how we all get to live a better life and how all the people who come to visit our country get to experience a better life in the Bahamas. And that's what we should hope for, and that's what we want. So you can go and have your political talk in the House of Assembly, trying to taunt people, and that's, we understand that, that's politics. But you better have something happening outside to back it up. Yep, you better have something outside to back that up. Otherwise, it'll be window twice. This text is a problem in this country. Oh. So you don't need to go as far back as to HAI style of governance. I would say that BPL execs and advisors would have been summoned to answer if Michael Pindad is prime minister rather than the excuses we have gotten over the last 5 years. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break for news. And then when we come back, we have some very special guests with us today, and we're going to be talking to them. We'll be back after this news break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Remember, if you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4259. You can text, call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have very special guests with us from Tampa General Hospital. We are with us Dr. John please forgive me and correct me if I don't pronounce these names the way they should be pronounced. Dr. John Sinnott. Sounds like Senate. Wow, okay. That's S-I-N-N-O-T-T.
You got it.
MD Infectious Diseases. But I probably ain't gonna get this one right. Rocco DeChico, is that right?
Very close, DeChico. But you did better than most folks do.
Oh, okay, so Rocco DeChico, Senior Director, Strategic Programs and Global Medicine. Joel Williamson, I could get that right. Manager, Strategic Programs and Global Medicine. M. Tina Lightborn, CEO and Managing Director of Global Insurance Agency, a local representative for the group. And Lakeisha Morley, local rep. I got one. Okay, well, welcome to Z Live. And I caught a little bit of your discussion with Dwight Strawn this morning, but for people who may not have missed the show altogether and did not get an opportunity to be introduced to Tampa General. So tell us what Tampa General is, first of all, and why is Tampa General on Z Live today?
Yeah, and thank you so much for having us, Zhivago. So Tampa General Hospital, it's a hospital, obviously, in Tampa that's been around for about 100 years. But only in the last 2 years have we formally created our global medicine program, which is essentially a formalized program to help folks from not only the Bahamas, but throughout the Caribbean, who may need access to complex care that goes beyond the level of what all the esteemed physicians here in the Bahamas might be able to handle if something is very, very complex. So like a lot of hospital systems, international programs that you may know, have a dedicated international team that supports patients and insurance companies not only on finding the best complex care, but also supporting them through everything from the logistics of travel to accommodations, to everything else they might need working with the hometown physician practices here in the Bahamas or the hospitals where, you know, medical records need to be gathered from. Basically, we're a one-stop shop, our program, for access to the best care. And I would say we're the best care in Florida. We say that we're Florida's premier academic health system. We can do a lot of complex treatments that many of the hospitals in Florida cannot do. And we've just created this global medicine program to really serve as the front door to our incredible organization that takes care of everything that patients may need so they don't have to think about anything.
Is Tampa General a teaching hospital?
Yes, absolutely. I'll let Dr. Sinnott speak to that a bit.
And University of South Florida, one of the top medical schools in the United States, work together to deliver a system-wide approach to medical education, medical research, and advanced medical care in virtually all areas.
Yeah, I ask that because my own understanding over the years has been where there is a hospital, is a teaching hospital, cutting-edge medicine is typically the case.
Yes, you're right, and that's a good insight.
And actually, University of South Florida, our partners who manage the medical school, were ranked among the top 15 hospitals in the nation for medical education last year by U.S. News and World Report.
Okay. Well, you know, when I was listening to the show, to you on the show with Dwight, I thought to myself, you know, this is really good that Tampa General is introducing itself, because my own experience led me to believe that where you have more options to look at your treatment, at your assessments, et cetera, you really can have access to better care. Because sometimes we really only go with the familiar. We know this place, we know that place. But then there's someplace else that could be of a better service to us. While something else could be good, then it may just be better. Is that not true?
Yeah, I'd like Dr. Sinnott to say a bit on the clinical end of that. But what I would say is familiarity makes sense. You know, a lot of folks go to Miami because mm-hmm. they know the hospitals there. It's direct flights. They feel comfortable with that. Now, some things about Tampa General are just in the last month or so, we've instituted a direct flight. And honestly, I flew this morning to Nassau on Breeze Airways. It took me 53 minutes to get that even is understandably a major hurdle for folks. And we are very lucky to have just instituted that. But in terms of clinical care and outcomes, sometimes those logistical elements and familiarity supersede that. But now that we've got the logistical elements, including direct flights taken care of, then I'll let Dr. Sinnott speak to the clinical outcomes, but a lot of that is taken care of.
Yeah, Tampa General is ranked in the top 50 hospitals in the United States. It has particular strengths in heart disease, cancer, transplantation, and orthopedics, and also in pediatrics and in OBGYN and newborn care, period. It has over 15,000 employees and over 125 outpatient sites on the East Coast and West Coast. So having been there over 40 years, I've seen it mature into an amazing resource, period. We're of a program that is an outreach program to deliver some of our specialty care to other countries, period. We find that we want to send the patients back for routine care, but if they need something unique like an aortic aneurysm, something of that nature, you really need a lot of specialized equipment and specialized staff for that. And they need to be doing it every day. It can't be we do one a month, period. To me, it's an opportunity for people in the Bahamas to open their view a little bit and look at some of the fantastic opportunities to get quality care at Tampa General Hospital.
What is it that you know about issues we have in the Bahamas that might be well attended to at Tampa General?
I have a long history of traveling to the Bahamas. I spent my honeymoon here. I played in tennis tournaments here when I was a kid. I've done a lot of fishing. I used to keep my boat here. What a wonderful country, and with many great doctors. When I look at the population, the people I know in the Bahamas, I find there's a lot of issues with high blood pressure, hypertension, mm-hmm. obesity, diabetes. Mm-hmm. And when you have those three together, that's a setup for stroke and heart disease. Mm-hmm. And you'd put those together under the heading of vascular disease, they involve blood vessels. But Tampa General specializes in that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So knowing the population like I do, it helps very much with that. We also offer, and it's hard to get better care than in the Bahamas, but it's different because for our cancer treatment, we use a lot of molecular diagnostic approaches, which are simply not available outside the U.S. Mm. So we can get polymerase chain reaction, tumor typing, things like that within 24 hours. Whereas if you were to get the blood specimen here, it would probably take 3 or 4 weeks to get that result back.
And even among the hospitals within the United States, if we compare ourselves to them, in many cases, we're offering advanced diagnostics, complex care capabilities that I won't mention names, but they're names you have heard of, do not offer. And our outcomes are head and shoulders above for a lot of specialties that those hospitals do not offer. That we don't have a lot of time right now, but I could run down a list of the things where Tampa General Hospital was first in Florida to do this type of procedure or offer this type of advanced diagnostics. And that's not just for the purpose of innovation. It saves time. It improves outcomes. It improves patient safety. So we're always out there looking for those things to help our patients have a better experience and better outcomes. But I'll stop there for any other questions you have.
Well, I'll just say to your point, you know, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer a couple of years ago. But when my biopsy was taken, it took about 3 weeks, maybe more, to get the result. And it's something that if you're waiting to hear, it could be a little problematic, right? Mm-hmm. Plays on your mind to take that long.
It's a very complicated disease, and there, molecular diagnostic techniques can tell you whether this is an aggressive cancer or mm-hmm. one you can more likely live with, a real threat. Another thing in cancer that I've seen in the Bahamas, and not just me, is that you have a more common frequency of the BRCA1 gene. Mm-hmm. In women, it predisposes to breast cancer and ovarian cancer, and in men, it predisposes to prostate cancer. So one mm-hmm. might ask what your BRCA1 status might be. It mm-hmm. also predisposes to pancreatic cancer as well. So the idea of screening the population for this is a very sound idea, because there are surgical interventions to protect people.
And I hope you got through your journey, Zhivago, and
I did. Outcome. Did a PSA last week and it was zero.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. When people come to a hospital, there's of course the equipment and then there's the expertise, but there's also some things you talked about around the treatment that people also look forward to. So tell us about some of those, the provisions for, you know, religious or spiritual comfort and that kind of stuff.
Right. So that's been a big part of starting this global medicine program is, you know, TGH was providing the best care in Florida for years before we started the program. But what we really came in to provide was, first of all, a front door to the organization. So anyone who ever needs to reach out to us, they just call one phone number and the person's answering the phone 24 hours a day. And we help them with finding transportation, logistics, where are they going to stay if their family is coming. As you mentioned, we've got chaplain services for any patient who needs it. We've got a variety of things. And that's really a big part of what we've instituted is just making it so that patients don't have to think about anything at all, or no logistics, nothing else. And another good thing about us, what we've heard when we ask around, you know, what could be improved at some of these other programs that you're going to, and some folks say, well, you know, I went to this health system, and for diagnostics, we had to drive 45 minutes away to some location. At Tampa General Hospital, everything is on site. So we're a one-stop shop if you need, you get your treatment, but then you need follow-up diagnostics, or you name it, everything's all in the same place. So situation where, and on, actually, if you come to get a procedure for some XT, but then something else is found, you know, we've got, how many doctors is it on?
2,000.
2,000 doctors of every specialty. So you'll never need to go anywhere else for anything from diagnostics, or if unfortunately something else is found while you're getting the treatment you came to get.
I don't know if it was Ms. Lightburn or Molly who said that your trauma, your intensive care facility is bigger than the Princess Margaret Hospital?
It is. It's huge. It's very, very big.
Yeah. Maybe Dr. Sinnott could speak a bit too. So as far as trauma, and we're a level one trauma center, which is highest designation, and trauma center on the west coast of Florida. But I'll let Dr. Sinnott speak to some of the complex ICU services, which are so important for patients experiencing trauma of any kind.
Yeah, and not just trauma, but the complexity of cancer care mandate a broad spectrum of specialties. So we have ECMO, extracorporeal membrane oxygenation. We have the highest rating in that available. We use it more than any hospital in Florida. It prolongs life and improves the quality of life too. So you have better survivorship out of the ICU. It enables us to do more complicated cancer care and more complicated transplant care. Very elegant, very sophisticated care. For cardiac arrhythmias, we have a cath lab as good as any on the planet. It has the ability to track almost individual cells that are acting up in the heart and then fix them. And finally, behind all this are things you don't see that make it a unique hospital. Our laboratory services, we have the ability to practice molecular medicine that's unmatched in the state of Florida. PCR, reverse PCR, gene engineering, all that is very much part of a daily day. Additionally, radiology boasts these MRI machines. They're only available to a few hospitals. You can't get them anywhere you walk in. And they're capable of very great definition for cancer patients, trauma patients, and especially neurologic disease. So it's a unique facility, and I think it attracts quality doctors to work there.
Yeah, and
I think...
Go ahead, Shivago.
No, go ahead.
Please. The only thing I would add to that is what all the things Dr. Sinnott mentioned speak to, that TGH really is one of, if not the most renowned organizations among physicians and among clinical folks in the state of Florida. But the name recognition, at least in the Bahamas, for example, is not to some of the other hospitals that people know. So we're really here to communicate three things. One is TGH can do anything and more than any top hospital in the United States. Two is we've now got a formalized program to serve as the front door to TGH. Actually, I'll stop there and let you ask what you were or say.
Yeah, I was just gonna. I think was among the things that Level mentioned that you do. You talked about your orthopedic area. So do you have an extensive orthopedic program for like replacements and that kind of stuff?
Yes, we have probably in the top five in the country. We also are closely affiliated with LifeLink Tissue Bank, which provides bone tissue, tendon tissue, and placenta tissue for complicated procedures. So oftentimes when you do orthopedic surgery, you don't have enough bone to truly fix it. With the bone bank, you can get that, and that's a unique setup to Tampa General. The orthopedics is... And we make a joke that that's where all the doctors go to get their joints replaced.
That's how I get my treatment. You know, I ask the doctors where they go.
Yes.
You also have an advanced neurosciences program. Talk to us about that, because we see so many people having issues. Sometimes they know it's related to nerve. Sometimes they don't know. Well, explain the program to us so people can understand.
Sure.
What's being offered there?
When we talk about neurologic disease, there's a sudden event, which is stroke, okay, where a blood vessel gets clotted, okay? And we can reverse that if we get it within 24 hours. We can fix it. The second thing you look at is degenerative disease. And these are people with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, different types of dementia. They can be diagnosed and treated to some extent. Obviously, there's a therapy really for Alzheimer's, but we are doing research on it. And finally, there's inflammatory conditions of the central nervous system. Dr. Gooch in neurology is a world expert on this. And there you have diseases of the hand, foot, et cetera, and diseases of the brain. And that program addresses both those. It's not limited to just the brain.
And I would say, I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of those first in Florida designations that Tampa General has. Many of them come out of our neurosciences center. We're running clinical trials where sometimes we're first hospital in the country enrolling people in these clinical trials. We're often first in Florida to use the most advanced techniques that can catch strokes early or reverse them. First in Florida to perform a lot of advanced neurosurgery procedures.
And just to add, if you are a patient within our neuro ICU, we have a one-to-one nurse-to-patient ratio just to make sure that you're getting all the care you need as fast as possible. So there's not a nurse juggling two different patients for you when you're in our neuro ICU.
And one of the things that stood out a bit to me when I got there, of course, we mentioned this morning that there's a control room. It's like a big police control room with these huge monitors, 60-inch monitors. Everyone has three of them around them, and they monitor a patient from they come into the door. One of the things that was impressive to me was the fact that you have 2 hours in which to place a patient in a bed. And so as we were touring the hospital, they had like 5 to 6 people in a room. Everybody wants, and that was amazing to me because Marlene, who is the nurse navigator, explained that you have 2 hours from a patient leaves the room to get it ready for another patient. So you won't be sitting there for hours trying to find a bed, you know. We're familiar with the stories of waiting for beds. So those things were really impressive to me. The other one was the nurses that were attached, the persons in ICU. You had one nurse monitoring a patient at 24 hours. Well, the nurse didn't work 24 hours, but once you're in ICU, there's one nurse per patient, which was impressive. You didn't have to worry about all these different nurses coming in. So the facility was also, another thing that stood out when we got there and we had to go through security, they asked where we were from. We said the Bahamas, and the security on that at the time, she says, oh, we have lots of Bahamian patients who come in. Do you know so-and-so from Eleuthera? You know, so Bahamian patients love TGH. We found that out as well.
One of the things, I've dealt with global health programs, and one of the things that is always a little tricky is navigating the insurance space. So talk to us about that. Somebody says, right now, I'm interested, but then they have to go through the insurance. How does that work?
Yeah.
So TGH is in every network that's here in the Bahamas. We did our research before we started to work with them, and they're in every network. All of the local insurance companies, the networks are part of TGH. So that's not a problem. We met with an insurer this morning who, you know, we talked about the turnaround times, and they were quite familiar with everything that we spoke about. So as it relates to insurance, they're all of the companies here in the Bahamas are a part of their network. Secondly, we have an amazing self-pay program. We had a patient just this weekend that needed to get cancer treatment who was self-pay, and we were able to get her sorted out. In the U.S., for some of our hospitals that are not so happy about accepting patients that don't have insurance, that's not the case. There are programs that we can work with you with and to get you all sorted out to get treatment at Tampa General.
Did you want to say something else, Brother Rocco?
Rocco, you were about to say something.
No, you said it. We're in network with all the major insurers here.
Right. Okay, so if somebody wanted to get more information about possibly seeking some services at Tampa General, what would they do? What should they do?
Well, we've got the great thing about us is we've got one phone number and one email address that anyone can call or send an email to. Navigator monitoring that 24/7, and so we can read that out online.
Yeah, if you want to go to our website at tgh.org/globalmedicineprogram or just Google Tampa General Hospital Global Medicine Program, we'll be the first one that come up. We also have an international line for you that if you call and connect with our international nurse navigator, you can reach out to the phone number 866-839-9828. That's 866-839-9828.
And then you've also got Tina, our local partner here, Tina Lightborn, who is a Bahamas local. And if you'd like to connect with her as well, she can follow you to us. She's at 242-601-0012. And Lakeisha Morley works with Tina as well.
Now, this is not for those people who... How close are you guys to Busch Gardens?
We're about 15 minutes away. Super close.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you know what Tina was mentioning to us when she came to visit? She said, you know, our people love malls. They love all the... I mean, Tampa is the most fun place you can imagine. It's the most family-friendly place you can imagine. There's a very thriving downtown area with lots of great restaurants. Of course, there's the Busch Gardens of the world, and then our international mall I'd put up there with anybody in the country if you love malls.
Yes. And also, guys, there are Walmarts all over the place. I haven't been to any of them, but they're there.
Y'all love Walmart?
Oh, man, we do.
Oh, man, come on. Come on, you didn't give them the whole story?
I thought Rocco knew that. He's been coming to the Bahamas for a bit.
Bahamians believe they have an unfettered right to go to Walmart.
Oh,
so well, listen, I wish you all the best with the program. And if there's anything else we can do to help you get the word out, please let us know. Any final words?
No, just congratulations on the cancer journey and where you've gotten to.
And thanks for having us.
And we truly wish you well.
Yes, we look forward to working with you in the future, Shivago.
Likewise. All the best. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. You're listening to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang. We'll be back.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame-grilled beef topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun. Classic style. Big flavor. Big protein. Big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money. Only at Burger King Nassau.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and apply.
Wow, it's 35 years already. Where has the time gone? Look at where we have come from. Caribbean Gas would like to say thank you to our valuable customers and our dedicated staff. Let's celebrate this, our 35th anniversary. From June 16th to July 16th, we will celebrate with you. Giveaways, prizes, and surprises. If you spend $50, you are eligible to win a 100-pound cylinder, 50-inch TV, gas stove, AC unit, and much, much more. visit us on Gladstone Road, Caribbean Gas. It's our 35th anniversary. Let's
say... This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you continue to do well. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 4224. You can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, there's no accountability to the people. This administration simply feels there is no need to do better for the people. The arrogance is awful. The government can't fix the problem because they are the problem. Energy reform, a joke. There are two rules here. An F&M administration would have been crucified. If the PLP was in opposition, they would have shut this country down. You think so? Well, they certainly would have been loud. I don't know if they shut it down, but yeah. You know, let me tell you something, what my experience in government has taught me. You see all of those public appearances that politicians make, all that travel that they do, all that fanfare that accompanies their movement, all that talk in the House of Assembly, all those speeches that gets made, that is the 20% of the actual work of governance that gets you. Very little of what you need. Let me say it again. I want you all to listen to me. All of that public appearance, all of that travel, all of that fanfare, all of that talking in the House of Assembly, all those speechifying, all of that stuff in the press. That's actually the 80% of what you see that gets probably only 20% of what you get, right? That's 80% of what perhaps too many politicians strive for, live for, thrive on, that really only gets the public of the Bahamas, the people of the Bahamas results. You know what gets you 80% of the results that you really need? And probably only paid attention to the tune of 20%? It's the actual nitty-gritty thinking extensively through issues and in analyzing and thinking through and problem solving and coming up with solutions and putting a strategy and plan, roll out the solution and then monitoring and evaluating to see if the solution is working and then being able to drive it home through execution to the point of seeing people in the Bahamas experiencing the result. And a lot of that takes place not in any public relations way, takes place not in front of any camera, takes place not in front of any microphone, takes place not in the House of Assembly in front of any camera, but it is sometimes 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. It's all through the day, wringing your hands and holding your head while you press your brain and you press the brains of others and you pull in resources, efforts and the like to try and figure out, do we finally got a doggone solution to this plan? And let me tell you what gets in the way of doing that effectively. When every consideration becomes about, can this PLP benefit? Can that F&M benefit? Can this person of mine benefit? Can that person of mine benefit? Rather than go with who can deliver the result for the best way and for the most people, and stick with them even when people curse you and say, why you didn't give this to my man or my woman? That's what gets in the way. All kind of things. Got to be a deal for this one and a deal for that one. Cut off for that one. And somebody getting something this way. And that's my general and that's my boy and that's my girl. And that gets in the way. Because what it's required, real work, real thought, real consideration. That's what it takes. And that hard and it's difficult and it ain't fancy and it ain't sexy and it don't get you no cookie load or a pat on the back. You get the pat on the back when people are living the experience of the solution. That's what it takes. That's where it is. Right? When you show up to speak before a mic, you're showing up to give an explanation about a solution that's on its way and an understanding of how you're trying to get there, and then to come and share and celebrate with people the results that they are experiencing. There's politics by public relations, there's politics by community relations, this politics by advertisement, this politics by fanfare. This is not leadership. This is not effective leadership. And I'm talking about by anybody. I mean F&M, PLP, DNA, don't make no difference. I'm talking by anybody. All right? So don't get me mixed up. See, we can get caught up, you know, we can get caught right up. Oh, that one there, he's so eloquent. Oh, that one there, he's really doing this. Look at how he's putting it on them. That one right there, oh, he's really a nice guy. Or that one right there, oh, she's a nice girl. Or that one right there, oh, look up. Oh, there's a firebrand right there. That none of that delivers leadership. Does not. That can help in your leadership. That's not leadership, though. Leadership is seeing a problem, envisioning a alternative outcome, a solution, seeking out a strategy to resolve the problem and deliver up a solution, gathering the resources necessary to execute on a strategic plan for the delivery of the solution, executing on that, making adjustments and adaptation where necessary, and ensuring that all the people needed to work toward that solution are being coordinated and collaborated and cooperative in the delivery of your influence over them to get that solution delivered. That's leadership. It ain't fancy all the time, but it works. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We take our final break. We'll be back after this break.
Wendy's has brand new chicken tenders. And they're everything you've been craving. Crispy, juicy, and seasoned just right. These tenders bring the flavor from the very first bite. Dip them, dunk them, love them. With sauces like sweet chili, scorching hot, ranch, honey barbecue, honey mustard, and Wendy's signature sauce. Grab them as a kid's meal. Enjoy them on their own. Or make it a combo that hits the spot every time. For tenders you're gonna know by name, it's gotta be Wendy's.
It may be hot outside, but you can stay cool knowing B.O.B. is backing your summer plans. That's because summer starts with Bank of the Bahamas.
Whether you're paying school fees, planning home improvements, or taking a much-needed vacation, BOB offers the lowest consumer loan rate in the country, and we will beat any rate offered by 1%.
So don't sweat the small stuff. Let BOB help you take care of business so you can get to summer fun. Apply for your BOB summer loan today.
BOB, your bank of solutions.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Come, let's celebrate the Bahamas independence. Stop by Janae's Uniform Set and get 30% off selected independence polo items. Get an additional 10% volume discount for 30 or more pieces. Net items excluded. Edition independence tees. Don't forget the black, gold, and aquamarine ribbons in various sizes to decorate the home or office. Visit Janae's Chesapeake Road or text the Janae's digital team at 817-3295 or email sales@janae's.com or www.janae's.com. Happy Independence, Bahamas, from Janae's.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lanya, your host. So glad you could join us here today. We have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lai.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. I mean, it's always a joy, a pleasure to listen to you. I'm so inspired. You just continue to give me purpose to pray for our country. And when I hear you speak and your country, I'm often wondering the FNM isn't in the PFN, people too prideful to just take these advice which you are giving, and it's all about the nation. Just to hear you talk about what true leadership means, it seemed to me like some people just get these large positions, but they don't know how to manage it. They don't know how to go about really executing it, or speaking to people, whether they voted for the PLP or didn't vote for the PLP. It's all about our nation now. And so it just hurt me to see that we are going through all of these unnecessary, painful process just to get the job done effectively. I want you to know that I would just pray that God give you long life and a healthy life to continue doing what you're doing. You're doing what God has called you to do. You're excellent, in my opinion.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I appreciate you saying so. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hello. We have another caller on the line. You know, when you come to a leadership position in a country, or it could be another organization, a fairly complex organization, it really is important for you to understand and accept that what you've come to is a hard work. It is a difficult work. It's a complex work. See, and so under, to come to think that it's merely about your charisma and merely about your ability to row, or your ability to talk, or your ability charm people and all that kind of stuff, then that's nonsense. Leading is hard work. It's difficult. Even parents know it's to lead a family. People have their own thoughts about matters. People have their own ideas about matters. Things happen that you didn't expect. And you have these complications that arise. Well, imagine a nation. A nation ain't no dolly house. It is a very complex enterprise. And if you don't approach it with the degree of humility, acknowledging the complexity of the situation, you come to think, oh, all that has to happen is this. All that, and that's nonsense. All that has to happen is nothing. You, it's a lot that has to happen, and it has to be brought together by someone who has given significant thought, consideration, and careful review of the matter to try and guide it as possible, as successfully as possible. So you got to approach this thing with humility. You have to, right? You should be confident you can find a solution, but understand that it's a complex situation. This text says, Mr. Lang, I would think that a problem this big that is affecting so many people, islands, the prime minister would have addressed the country on the issue. I have to confess, I'm surprised that we haven't heard from the prime minister myself. That's what is making some of us believe that he don't care about what we are going through. Who can we fight complaints about damaged appliances with? Right? You can only do that with BPL if that's who the source of the damage, right? I am surprised that prime minister hasn't been more vocal on the matter, I have to say. But maybe he does have and tend to wait. Perhaps to gather information and then go and speak. So who knows? It says, Shivago, good afternoon. Clay's meeting is reported as, oh no, that's Wednesday. Say, see, we are waking. This text says, Mr. Lang, Pike signed a 25-year contractual agreement that they walked away from. I would really like to know why. I don't know that that is what happened. I mean, you know, we get so much mixed messages sometimes, but I'm told Pike is still here. That's what I'm told. Now, I'm like you, saw that they packed up for what we are told was a 2-year something that they were supposed to be doing. But I'm told they're still in the 25-year deal. How that is working, what that is, I really don't know. It says, Mr. Lang, great speech. Firstly, do the politicians of today have the heart and love for service? Secondly, the commitment to see a project or agenda through. Thirdly, are they willing to get in the trenches and actually do the work? Real results require dedication, that's for sure. You got to be in. Okay, we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Brother Lang.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick comment. Something I think when you was mentioning the show, when you talking about the, what you said about the BPL situation, thing is, I just thought, I'm sure I had mentioned that on the radio in which you drew reference to using the data and the Ministry of Works, et cetera, combining the information, knowing the average capacitance, like, capacity or ampacity for each building and knowing what is expected. You can actually do that using Ohm's Law, Joule's Law, et cetera, right? So I thought it's interesting that they would run that narrative as it relates to 18% shortfall. I don't want to get into all of the little simple equations, right? But one of the things is that it's the power in electrical 3 watts per square feet added on to all of the appliances in a building. So then that would determine what size the master switch would be, et cetera, right, Mr. Lang? So they would have access to this information. I remember saying one time on the radio, you know how they pacify us with be adding on 160 million megawatts and all of these different things and all of that. But I was just saying it's really the ampacity, is the amperage that counts. When you can simply use the simple equation, there's a couple of ways to find out the wattages on the power. But you're basically just interested in the amperage. And one of the things you do is you add up all the wattage, right? And then you add it, but it's I will equals POE. So in order to get the ampacity, You will say I equals POE,
but I think
divided by the voltage, respectively.
Yeah, but the bottom line that you are saying is we can calculate and anticipate and forecast what demand would be. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is, but when they use the megawatts, it sounds great, but when you actually do the formula I, which would be the amperage, equals POE, P would be the wattage, and then the voltage, respectively, would be 120. 240 and 480, but mostly on average, most households are 240, so we will go with that. Business places carry 480, and then they'll give you an idea. But, you know, if you just simply say you're not expecting it, you know, so I totally agree with you. I mean, it's just madness, Mr. Lang. You know, there's something has to be knowing what is anticipated. You know, the summer times,
yeah.
It's still the same thing over and over, man, Mr. Lang. Have a good day.
Yeah. You too, my brother. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good day. How you doing, Lane?
Hey, Anton. What's up?
Right here, man. Right here. I just tuned into your conversation with regards to BPL, right? And what's happening. I wanted to make two quick comments. One, on what you said before you went to your break, as it relates to how you get results, which I completely agree with, right? The results doesn't happen. The end of the results happens in a communication before the cameras or the media or the press statement and both of it. It doesn't happen before the crowd or the audience. It happens behind the scenes, as you said, right? Mm-hmm. And I know my minister. The Honorable Jovette Colby-Davis, Mr. Lang. And I had this conversation with someone over the weekend who was also in engineering. I'm on the electrical side of things. Well, actually about two persons, right? And one of the things I said to them, you get me, Shibago?
I'm listening to you, man. We got one more call on the line behind you.
I'm trying to go as quickly as I can with the little time. Yeah. One of the things I said to them was this. Something is happening that's beyond the eyes. Something is happening that doesn't meet the eyes and also that is beyond the eyes with this whole situation because EPL was moving smooth in the right direction with the partnership that was announced between Pike. All of the work was getting done. Things were improving. Electricity outages were decreasing tremendously. Service was improving tremendously. And all of a sudden, over the last couple of weeks, we have taken a complete back step, moving in a different direction that we have been moving in before whatever is happening behind the scenes actually happens. And so I hope to God that the powers to be and the people who my minister trust and entrust to get results for her can get to the bottom of this to resolve this issue for all behemoths. Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity.
Gotcha. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Go next caller. Go ahead, caller. You got the last word today. All right. Do you have the other caller? No? Okay. That's a good point, Antoine. I mean, somebody got to get to it. But, you know, ultimately, ain't nobody blaming nobody behind no sin. People blaming the people who are responsible. You get the bribe. Oh, look what we delivered. You get to brag that? You can be the one they can look at and say, what y'all doing? Bam, 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 bam. You're doing nuts. That's how I go. We don't play. In the business of politics and leadership, you don't get to blame technicians. You don't get to blame no board. You blame the political directorate. That's hard work. If you're going to go out there and get voted on for what you say was done, even though other people did it, the technicians and them, if you can get out there and talk about how you transforming the Bahamas, even though it's the actual people who paving the road, doing the this and the next thing, when things go wrong, it on you. It's on you, period. That's how it go. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shibago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. God's best life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Y'all have a great, great, great afternoon.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.